Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha that a mudr hana melamdei medrash halachas v'agadis. The mother may teach the mudr midrash halachas and agadato, which are tershe b'peh, without pay, because a rebbe may not accept schar limud for medrash anyway. However, lo yilamdenu mikra, the mother may not teach the mudr chumash, which is tershe b'ksav, without pay, because a rebbe may accept schar for chumash. Rav says it is schar shimur. A rebbe may accept pay for watching the young children while he teaches chumash. Rabbi Yechanan says it is schar pisuk taimim. A rebbe may accept pay for teaching the taimim, the trop, of the chumash. The machlek is Rav Rabbi Yechanan whether pisuk taimim midai raisa, there is a Torah obligation for pisuk taimim. The Torah source for pisuk taimim and other features of the chumash. Some of the terms and concepts we learned about include isur schar limud. A rebbe may not accept schar limud, a teaching salary, because the pasuk which refers to Moshe Rabbeinu states, "Ru'ei lamadati eschem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzevani Hashem." Notice that I taught you Torah without pay as per Hashem's instructions. Ma'ani b'chinam af atem nami b'chinam. Just as I taught you without pay, so to a person must teach Torah without pay. Today, a rebbe collects a salary as schar b'teila, because in this time he could have had another well-paying job. Isur schar Shabbos. A person may not earn money on Shabbos when he is a schir yom, paid per day. This is true even if the work he's doing is permissible on Shabbos. However, b'havlo shari, he may earn money on Shabbos if he is a schir Shabbos, paid per week, and so on, in which the schar Shabbos is blended in with the schar for the other days.